They're not back. I'm not even going to try to patronize the audience. Get to 500. And the injuries are mounting again. Struggle city for a lot of players still. 1-for-7 runners in scoring position. So that's been a season-long dilemma. Actually going back second half of last year. 2 years ago, the Orioles were the best team in baseball in that category. But now, can't get it done. Second and third, nobody out. No sack fly, no ground ball to short. They're conceding the run. And two Ks after the Adley fly ball to left field. So until that improves, you can get all the great pitching you want, unless you're going to hit a ton of home runs every game, which they haven't done. It's going to be a hard thing for them to do, achieve victory on a consistent basis when there's too many other inconsistencies with the team. Hey, but beating the Yankees is good. You know, maybe feeling good about yourself. You notice Gunnar did the sprinkler thing because Gibson's back. Kyle Gibson, who started it 2 years ago. So I guess the fishing, they didn't get a lot of doubles to begin with. But maybe the sprinkler's back, and maybe they'll start sucking out of that homer hose.
I think it might have been a reflex. He didn't even think about it. He just said, oh, this is what it feels like to hit a double. Right. This is what I do. And they just his muscle memory took over.
Yeah, and they're saving a lot of water out in Mr. Splash Zone, too. I mean, they're not really splashing a lot of people. But handle your business. Get a quality start, you know, and play a clean game best they could. You know, as we talked about earlier, Arias's error did lead to an unearned run. We'll see what Kyle Gibson does tonight. I'm more concerned or interested, shall we say, to say what the offense does against Carlos Rodon, 3-3, lefty, .350 batting average. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was great. Enjoy the win. It's 24 hours to enjoy a quality win. You beat the Yankees. There's nothing ever wrong to say about that.
No.
And, you know, speaking of the celebrations and everything, we didn't get to Ryan O'Hearn's hot mic incident yet. Now, after his home run, this wasn't on the Masson feed, so I didn't see this until I went on social media a little bit later in the night. But the Yankees broadcast, the Yes feed, showed Ryan O'Hearn and the other guys drinking from the hydration station after the home run. And, well, Ryan O'Hearn had some choice words to say.
And the hydration station.
Suck my f***ing balls.
I guess the pound should get cleaned out.
So there's Michael Kay with a nice quip. But, you know, not the best thing to maybe get picked up there. Adley Rutschman's face afterwards is hilarious, by the way, if you haven't seen the clip. Now, Ryan O'Hearn, to his credit, and I have nothing wrong with what he said. We're adults here.
You should hear what we say when the mics are turned off around his place.
Yes. Well, we talk about passion. They're not having fun. They're not into it. Sometimes, all right, you're going through a hard stretch. It just, you need that one FU moment. Like, all right, we're still good. We've still got it. Anyone saying that we stink, we're this, we're that, you know what? You know what, I mean, that's okay. It's what it is. I mean, so O'Hearn, to his credit, he did apologize. If you missed that, here it is.
I'm going to start by apologizing to the kids, you know, watching. There's a hot mic in the dugout there. And, you know, obviously we're fired up and say some things that we shouldn't maybe, you know, we don't want kids to hear. So I just want to say sorry for that.
Yeah, well, that's a noble gesture on his part.
People were kind of making some assumptions over the past week on social media. This team, they're not united anymore. They don't care. There's something wrong in the clubhouse. And maybe there is. I don't know. I'm not in there. But a moment like that to me last night, that felt like, okay, they're not back in the sense that the team's solved all their issues.
Nope.
But maybe from a personality standpoint, looking for a little more fire, a little more passion, maybe that moment last night could serve as a step in the right direction.
And Gibson is respected in the clubhouse. We'll see how it goes. Of course, he needs to be effective on the mound. Respect is one thing. Performance certainly speaks louder than that. I mean, if you're good at both, then you're the dude, which he was. I mean, he won 15 games for the Orioles 2 years ago when they won the division. But we'll find all that out tonight. Coming up at 6:35, be interesting to see what Brandon Hyde's lineup's going to be, minus Gary Sanchez and Jordan Westberg against a left-handed starting pitcher, and a pretty effective one at that.